With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As part of a deal to reopen the government last week, the U.S. Senate will vote on a possible extension of Obamacare subsidies by mid-December. But Republicans in Congress want to make changes to those subsidies, which Democrats are calling a non-starter. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Maryland Congressman Andy Harris, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, says the 43-day shutdown hardened lawmakers' positions on Obamacare.
You know, the Democrats want to extend these ridiculous Biden bonuses, these COVID-era enhancements, for 3 years. Now, maybe we just extend some of them partially for 6 months while we negotiate all the rest of this. But in the end, there is going to be a negotiation on the high cost of health care premiums for the other 93% of Americans who aren't on Obamacare. That's going to be part of this discussion.
The Maryland Republican adds that regardless of next month's Senate vote, changes to the so-called Affordable Care Act are inevitable. President Trump reversing his position when it comes to releasing the Epstein files.
President Trump now says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump had been fighting the proposal as more Republicans supported the release of the files. But that changed Sunday night. Writing on social media, Trump said, quote, "We have nothing to hide." Trump's statement followed a fierce fight within the GOP over the files, including a split with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Trump critics claim he admitted a policy failure by lowering tariffs on some items to reduce costs. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says they have it all wrong.
President Trump, one, has always spoken of tariffs as a tool in the toolbox, not as the final means for economic success. But the left-leaning lunacy media has always wanted it black and white when it comes for tariffs, and that's just not how it works.
This is SRN News. A pro-life group will spend big on the midterm elections. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be on the line, as will one-third of the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen in Tanzania are condemning the recent killings of protesters by government forces in the wake of a disputed election. The pastors warned that there will be no peace in the country without justice following the election, which international observers say was neither free nor fair. Tanzania's leading opposition party says at least 2,000 people have died in the protests and many hundreds more have been arrested. This is SRN News. Authorities in Kansas say four law enforcement officers have been shot while responding to a domestic violence call at a home in a rural area south of Topeka. We get more details from correspondent Donna Warder.
It happened just south of Topeka, and authorities say the 22-year-old suspect died of gunshot wounds at the scene. Carbondale, Kansas resident John Roberts, who lives about a mile up the road, says he was outside when it went down.
I was actually putting siding on the barn out there when the first officer went by. Then the second officer didn't have lights on, and both of them were running, I would say, well over 100 miles an hour as they went by. Kind of piqued my interest, but it's not unusual. And then the city of Topeka officer started going by. That's when I started to really get concerned.
Authorities say the suspect's 77-year-old grandfather was also wounded in the gunfire, but he and the four officers are expected to recover. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.